Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all his carpenter friends, it's fucking cold out there.
What?
Oh, I heard it from an Irishman once, right before he called me a right cunt. The phrase seems to have stuck with me. I hope you understand what I go through for you. There. The firewood has officially been replenished. Is there anything else I can do for you, Your Majesty, before I take off my winter clothes for the next foreseeable future and huddle into that pile of blankets you're currently hogging? I also did some rounds. Everything is still fortified. Nothing seems to be out of place or out of sorts. So as far as I'm concerned, we are free to batten down the hatches for the oncoming blizzard. Oh, you know, Belmont senses and all that. No, it's simply starting to snow harder. And I saw a massive cloud formation over the mountains to the east, so I assume it's going to be heading our way any time now. And you don't have to worry. We have enough food and firewood now to last us a few days. And if anything, I'm here to protect you and make sure that you're well taken care of. All right, of course. Enough of the sarcasm. I get it, no need for hitting. Now, am I allowed in the blanket fortress? Password? How about you let me in, and I won't stick my freezing hands all over your skin once I'm in there. How does that sound? On my word as a Belmont. Not to be obvious, but this is far better than having to sleep outside in nothing more than my cloak. Oh yes, that's the only reason I'm here, really. I'm using you for your warmth. Instead of a real vampire, I'm just a heap vampire. I come to steal your warmth. The company isn't terrible, although rather bossy when it comes to blanket arrangements. Watching fire is something that I will never grow tired of. Something about it is so enchanting. Otherworldly sometimes. Ever-changing. All-consuming. And yet so comforting at the same time. Being warm and comfortable makes me sleepy and philosophical. What's it to you? If there's one thing I never thought would be used to describe me, it would be cute. I'd rather think it would be you who should be described as such. And comfortable. If you can use me for firewood, I can use you for a pillow. I honestly think it's a rather weak trade. I'm the one having to go out into the cold and get the firewood to bring the warmth in the first place. Smell nice. Sorry. For so long I've been used to the smell of stale piss and ale and blood and death that the smell of another person is different. A good different. Has anyone ever told you that for all of your mouthiness that you do in fact make a wonderful pillow? Or it could be the fact that I'm usually bone-tired and used to sleeping on the ground, but hey, a compliment's a compliment. All right, sincerely now. This is infinitely better than having to sleep outside on the cold ground, all alone. Spending time with you in comfortable warmth, in relative safety, is something that I never thought that I'd actually have. Sometimes I feel like the world is being too kind to me now, and that I'll drop my guard, and suddenly everything like this will be taken away from me at the blink of an eye because of it. You actually are too good to me, and are helping me learn that I do deserve good things. And that while sometimes I don't believe it, that I am worthy of your affection and attention. Was that sincere enough for you? Yes, but as many people have confirmed, I'm your idiot. These times we share, even though there's a fucking blizzard outside, I wouldn't trade them for the world. Not for anything. I love you.